Imagine a leadership approach so powerful, it sold over 3.5 million copies worldwide and remained a bestseller in Brazil for nearly two decades. The Servant presents a deceptively simple yet revolutionary idea. Authentic leadership isn't about commanding others, it's about serving them. This philosophy resonates across cultures and industries because it addresses a fundamental truth about human nature. While management techniques come and go with passing trends, the principles of human leadership remain remarkably consistent across time. When we examine what makes people willingly follow others, not out of obligation but genuine commitment, we discover a timeless pattern that transcends position and power. Have you ever wondered why some leaders get compliance but never commitment? The difference lies in understanding power versus authority. Power is positional, the ability to make someone do your will because of your title or strength. Authority, however, is personal, the ability to influence others to willingly follow you because of who you are and how you treat them. Power can be granted instantly through promotion or taken away just as quickly. Authority must be earned through consistent character and genuine influence. When we identify people who have led us with true authority rather than mere power, the same qualities consistently emerge. Honesty, good role modeling, caring, commitment, listening, accountability, respect, encouragement, positive attitude, and appreciation. Traditional organizations place executives at the top of a pyramid with employees below. But what happens when we literally flip this model? In the servant leadership paradigm, customers sit at the top, followed by frontline employees, middle managers, and executives at the bottom, serving everyone above them. This isn't about becoming a doormat. A crucial distinction exists between meeting legitimate needs and fulfilling every want. True servant leaders don't coddle. They challenge people to become their best while ensuring their fundamental needs are met. This inverted model works because it aligns with human psychology. We naturally give our best to those who genuinely care about our well-being. Companies like Ritz-Carlton and Southwest Airlines have built remarkable cultures and business results by embracing this approach. Their success stems not from management gimmicks, but from understanding a fundamental truth. People perform at their highest levels when they feel valued, respected, and genuinely cared for. Perhaps the most challenging aspect of servant leadership is embracing love as its foundation. Not romantic love or even affection, but love as a verb. Specific actions taken to meet others' legitimate needs. This transforms love from an abstract feeling we can't control to concrete behaviors we can choose regardless of emotion. These behaviors include patience, kindness, humility, respectfulness, selflessness, forgiveness, honesty, and commitment. The real challenge isn't loving ourselves. Humans naturally meet their own needs first. The difficulty lies in extending that same level of care to others. Being as quick to forgive their mistakes as our own, and being genuinely concerned for their welfare rather than just their productivity. This understanding brings balance to leadership. It's not enough to be kind. Leaders must also provide clear expectations, hold people accountable, and offer direct feedback. The leadership paradox reveals itself fully when we understand how everything begins with will, our ability to align intentions with actions. This will enables us to choose love by meeting legitimate needs, which require service and sacrifice, ultimately building genuine authority and earning the right to lead. Why did figures like Gandhi, Martin Luther King Jr., and Mother Teresa achieve extraordinary influence without formal positions of power? Their profound authority emerged not from titles, but from years of selfless service. Gandhi's Salt March, King's peaceful protests, and Mother Teresa's work in Calcutta's slums exemplified leadership through sacrifice rather than force. This explains why certain organizations achieve mere compliance while others inspire genuine commitment. While positional power can force behavior temporarily, only authentic authority, earned through consistent service can inspire people to willingly give their best. Think of leadership as gardening. Gardeners don't directly cause growth, but create optimal conditions for it to occur naturally, preparing soil, providing water, ensuring proper sunlight, and protecting against harmful elements. Similarly, leaders create environments where people can flourish. This principle extends across human development. Leaders must constantly assess their organizational garden, considering multiple factors: fertilization through recognition and growth opportunities, weeding out toxic behaviors, protection against threats, proper irrigation through resource allocation, and regular pruning of unnecessary processes. One of leadership's most empowering principles is rejecting deterministic thinking that provides ready-made excuses for avoiding personal responsibility. Different forms of determinism offer convenient escape hatches. Genetic determinism blames ancestors for shortcomings, psychic determinism points fingers at parents for emotional issues, and environmental determinism makes scapegoats of circumstances for professional failures. Viktor Frankl's experiences in Nazi concentration camps provide the most powerful repudiation of determinism. Even in the most horrific conditions imaginable, some prisoners maintained dignity and helped others, while others became brutal. This stark contrast occurred despite identical external circumstances, proving that humans retain the power of choice even in extreme conditions. The revolutionary concept of praxis reveals that behavior shapes thoughts and feelings just as much as the reverse. We develop deeper feelings for those to whom we dedicate time and attention, regardless of initial impressions. This explains why treating people with respect naturally cultivates positive emotions toward them, while hostility reinforces negative feelings. As Harvard psychologist Jerome Bruner observed, we are more likely to act ourselves into a feeling than feel ourselves into action. The greatest challenge isn't understanding servant leadership principles, it's implementing them. Despite universal agreement with these ideas, translating knowledge into meaningful behavioral change remains difficult. The disconnect between understanding and action creates a persistent gap in leadership development. Implementation requires a three-step process: establishing the standard through education, identifying gaps through honest feedback, and eliminating gaps through specific goals and accountability. This approach creates the healthy tension necessary for sustainable transformation and builds deeper community among team members. The journey of character development follows four distinct stages: unconscious, unskilled, unaware of leadership gaps; conscious, unskilled, aware but awkward; conscious, skilled, practicing improvement with effort; and unconscious, skilled, positive traits become automatic. This progression often requires fake it till you make it, consciously choosing better responses until they become genuine. Remember, leadership transformation begins with simple choices that, over time, reshape our character and influence. The unexpected reward? As we extend ourselves for others, we break down our own walls of selfishness and discover a profound joy that can't be found through self-focus. As Albert Schweitzer wisely noted, "The only ones among you who will be really happy are those who will have sought and found how to serve."